I'd like now to welcome back to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, Sean O'Shea. He's Program Director at the Santa Fe Business Incubator. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Glad to be here.
So this coming weekend, starting on Friday the 17th of April and going through the weekend, is Santa Fe Startup Weekend. And this is not the first one of these that you've done. It seems to be a very successful program. What's it all about?
Oh, that's right. This will be the third one that's happened in Santa Fe. And basically, the format is always the same. Friday evening, everyone has the opportunity to pitch a business idea that they have. It can be an idea for an app for your phone. It can be a product idea, a service idea. It can really be anything. And then after all the people that wish to pitch have pitched, teams form around which ideas are they like the best. And then the ideas that have the most people that buy into it, the most people that like the idea for one reason or another, those teams spend the weekend all day Saturday and the majority of the day on Sunday developing that idea into a viable startup.
Now, there's somebody who shows up with the idea, maybe a small team, and then there's people who gather around them. Who are the people who gather around them?
So some people sign up, they register specifically to be part of a team. So they may not have an idea that they want to pitch, but they're very interested in becoming, latching onto someone else's idea and helping them through the weekend.
Which is interesting because it's how business works. You mm-hmm. need to develop a whole community of people
right.
with a lot of different skills.
Right, exactly. And Santa Fe is fantastic for that because there's such a wide variety of people here. And we want to have that variety represented in the participants at Startup Weekend. So that the person that pitches the idea may be really good at generating ideas, but they may need a lot of help in the execution of that idea. And the point of it is that not only the people that didn't pitch, maybe someone who did pitch, whose idea for whatever reason didn't resonate with the audience, with the other participants, they can then move on and become part of a team. And those two ideas can merge together and create something pretty spectacular.
And you've seen that happen.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Now, what are some interesting ideas or maybe small companies that have come out of this process in the past?
Sure. So, like I said, this will be the third one that's been in Santa Fe. The winners of the first one is a company called Sportscast. And they have it's a phone or iPad app that captures quick 8-minute videos. And then you can share the videos on their sharing platform. And they've also just released a new service where high school students involved in sports can create their own highlight reel and then use that highlight reel to give to recruiters for college.
Very interesting.
So they were the winners of the first one. They're still going strong. That's a real startup. You know, they're working. They've hired people. They've got investment. The second Startup Weekend, there were two winners. The first one was Daisy Chain USB, which is it's for your computer. You can use one USB port on your laptop and plug in multiple devices to it for data and for power. And then there was Tall Foods, which is an ostrich farm in New Mexico.
Okay, so very interesting. Now, is this part of Santa Fe Business Incubator's mission to actually promote business in the city, in the county, in the state?
Yes, this plays very well into the overall mission, not only of the incubator, but of the city's economic development philosophy that, more economic development, more generation of jobs and wealth in the community through the participation of ideas and the development of those ideas and the things that can be beneficial to the community at large.
How developed does a person's idea, like let's say somebody's listening, they say, mm-hmm. well, I have an idea, but, I haven't written a business plan yet. Or
oh, no, yeah.
They can just show up.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The less developed, the less sophisticated the idea is, the better.
Interesting.
So one of the rules is that it shouldn't already be an existing business. And it shouldn't be anything that you've already prototyped or have put money in. So this is something really that it's, you've been thinking about it for a long time, but you've never really done anything with it. You've been carrying around in your back pocket for a while, or that day you were in the shower and you thought, this is a really cool idea, I'll pitch this. It's really a way to kind of test out and see who responds favorably to it and what a team will be built around.
And there are not only idea people and then potential team members, there's also, I think, kind of like coaches.
Mm-hmm. So we have coaches that will be there all day Saturday and majority of the day on Sunday. And they go around to each team and they help with. There's three main things that each team does is they develop the kind of base model of either the service idea or the prototype of something that they want to create if it's a product. They go out and they try and validate that idea, so they do market research. So they'll go to the Santa Fe Place Mall and do interviews with people that are walking around. Or they'll find some other creative way to kind of gauge whether or not there is a market for this thing. And then they'll develop a presentation around those two things, and that's the presentation that they'll give on Sunday evening and compete for the grand prize.
Most of the things that you've mentioned so far are high-tech oriented in one way or another, with the exception of the ostrich farm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that what people tend to be thinking about and focusing on these days?
It depends. You know, a third of the people that have won have not been tech. So it really depends. It's each one is different, and each one is a different group of people, and they all bring their own assets and ideas. The majority startup weekends in general tend to be more tech-focused than not, only because it's easier sometimes to create your minimum viable product or a prototype of an app in a weekend than it is to develop a whole idea for how to perform a service. But everything is welcome, and it's not like it's unheard of.
What if you have an idea that does take a whole lot longer than a weekend, but it's a really good idea?
Oh, sure. So all of them will take longer than a weekend. This is just, it's finding co-founders. It's getting people on your team that can help you from the initial startup process all the way through to maybe your first investor or your first, the first time you get some revenue in. So this is just the very beginning.
Now, do investors tend to show up at these?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have our judging panel is pretty stacked with people who actually invest in companies. So we have, just to name a few, we have Alan Weber is going to be a judge. We have Tom Lopez, who's a local angel investor. A representative from Sun Mountain Capital will be there. Gentleman John Lonergan, who's run his own VC firm, kind of travels between Santa Fe and San Francisco, will be there.
VC, venture capital.
Right, yeah.
Excellent. Now, this is all happening this coming weekend, starting on Friday the 17th of April at the Santa Fe Business Incubator, which is at sfbi.net. Tell us a little bit more about the incubator.
Sure. The incubator is it's been in Santa Fe since 1997. It's a real asset to the community. It's a 30,000 square foot facility. We currently have a little over 20 companies that are working there. We have laboratory, production, office, warehouse space. We have a brand new bioscience lab that we just built. We have a new video lab that we're pretty excited about, where people can go in and make sample videos for the website, or if they're doing a crowdfunding campaign, they can use it. We have three co-located partner organizations, which are economic development-related, business resource-related organizations that also can help out the greater community and the clients that we have at the incubator. And we have a whole host of programs and services surrounding helping those companies define what success is and then helping them achieve success.
How do you define what success is?
It's different for every company. So we are a full-service, industry-agnostic business incubator. So it's difficult to have a general definition for success, so it's really up to the individual company. So it could be success for one person could be they want to get enough money to retire. Success for another person could be they want to have revenue in excess of $5 million a year. Or it could be they want to hire 25 people. Or they want to, get investment and have a good profitable exit.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So the Santa Fe Startup Weekend, can people, what do they do? Do they sign up? Can they just show up? How does it work?
Sign up is preferential. You can go to santafe.startupweekend.org, and from there you can find out more information about what Startup Weekend is. There's a little video on there, and then you can also register. Registration is $50, but we have community sponsors who are the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce, the Santa Fe Economic Development Division, CIVI, which is an organization out of Los Alamos that Nick Seat runs, Creative Santa Fe in Santa Fe, MIX in the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and all of those organizations offer 50% off registration. So if you contact, nice. If you know them, if you contact one of them, you can get a promo code that'll drop your registration price down to $25.
Excellent. Well, Sean O'Shea is Program Director at the Santa Fe Business Incubator. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Absolutely. Thank you.